Living in a Mausoleum. Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Living in a Mausoleum. Ah, yes. You know what a mausoleum is? That's where they put the ashes of people. Yes. That's where the dead reside. That's a place that even in consciousness we don't choose to go. But it has its purpose. I have a friend, a very delightful, charming friend, who lives in a mausoleum. What? Lives in a mausoleum? She must work there, certainly not live there. No, she lives there. I call the place where she lives a mausoleum. It's a place where elderly people live, and elderly people talk about their illnesses, and they talk about their age, and they talk about their unhappiness, and they talk about all the problems that they experience in life, and they continue to enjoy those problems on and on and on in everything they do. Now, can a person live in a mausoleum? Can a person live in a home where the elderly live and where the talk is always about dying and death and illness and problems and people not coming to visit them, their family not coming to visit them, their world not coming into their life to be friendly with them? Can you live in such an environment and still be, so to speak, a refreshing, charming, delightful, ordinary person? I don't want to say normal, because what is normal? But an ordinary person. Can you do that? Well, we know one man in the Bible who, his name was Daniel, and he had a problem. He was the king's best man, and the other advisors to the king didn't like Daniel because he was taking away from their authority with the king. And so they found fault with him, and they found fault in such a way that the king had to throw him into the lion's den. Well, the king, against his better judgment, against his desire, against everything, because he loved Daniel very much, threw him into the lion's den. Now, the lion's den is the place where lions are not fed, except where they're thrown people, as often was the idea with the Christians, but this wasn't that time. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because he was not cooperating with his associates. And he lived his life in a very beautiful way. And his basic reason for being thrown there was that he worshipped another god than the king worshipped. He worshipped his own divine inner god, and this is why they found fault with him. So, now we find Daniel in the lion's den. Here he is, a man who is a normal man, used to doing all the normal things and eating a good meal and so forth, and he's a very tasty morsel. Well, he's thrown into this lion's den. And it is dark, but the lions are all over there. You can see the light coming through the grated shadows above. And Daniel is sitting there, and he's saying to himself, "My, my, my, what have I gotten myself into?" And so the first thing he did was to turn to the lions and say to them, "Well, fellas, here I am. I know you'd find me a tasty morsel, but I love you. Come on over here. Let me pet you." And the lions marched around Daniel in a very evil manner, looking upon him and growling. And Daniel says, "Come on, guys. I love you. You're wonderful. You're a great bunch of guys. You know, life is filled with all sorts of things, and why don't you come on over here and let me pet you? I bet you have never been petted by a human being." And you know, being petted by a human being is a pretty nice thing. And the lions looked at him rather surprised. They thought, "What sort of a strange idiot is this?" And little by little, some of the more gentle lions walked close to Daniel, and he stroked them, and they said, "Hey, that feels good." And so they came even closer and laid their head on his lap. And he stroked them and rubbed their behind their ears and tickled them a little bit, and they purred, and the other cats decided, hey, this looks interesting. And so each one of the lions, all of them, came one by one up to Daniel and laid near him where he could reach them and touch them. And he blessed them and he said to them, you're wonderful. You're great creatures. You are magnificent. You too probably don't like to be put into this pit here, and I certainly don't like it. But hey, I love you guys. I love me. That's why I can love you guys. And so Daniel found himself in the lion's den, but he didn't find himself food for the lion. He found the lions were a delight in his consciousness. He found the lions were charming and marvelous beings. And he spoke to them, and he told them stories. He told them about his life, in all sincerity. He told them the kind of things that he was facing with his associates. And the lions growled and said, in their own way, should we take care of him for you, boss? And Daniel said, no, this is not the way that we take care of these things. And they said, well, that's all the way that we know. And Daniel says, well, now, I know that if I teach you love, as I certainly am teaching you now, and you use love in your world, at first the world is going to be surprised, and they're not going to know how to handle it. They're going to look at you and say, you're crazy, you're a fruk. And they're going to think, my goodness, you should be put in an institution. And little by little, they see that you are a lovely person. You are a lovely lion. You are a lovely Daniel. And then they realize that they cannot jump on your back. They cannot hurt you. They cannot take you down by their negative thinking. They cannot destroy you. You stand firm. And so my friend who's living in this mausoleum could learn from the story of Daniel that where she's living, she can either make it a paradise, which is a lovely thing. She can see everyone there harmonious, joyful, happy, cooperative. She can see everyone there talking about positive things. If anyone brings up a negative thing, she instantly comes back with a positive response to it. They say, oh, I'm getting older. Oh, you're getting younger. Every year you look more beautiful and you look more dynamic. Oh, come on now. Yes, you do. You really are a charming person to be with. You know, everything you think is so beautiful. Why, you just always think in beautiful young terms. Well, come on now. Oh, my sicknesses and my pains. Hey, if you start saying, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, all those pains will go away because they don't find a place to live in your house. Well, what are you talking about? I go to the doctor, he gives me pills, and I do this. Yes, that's true. Take those pills, cooperate with the doctor, but say to yourself, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And pretty soon, you won't have any pains to have to go back to the doctor for. Pretty soon, you'll feel wonderful because you are putting a cause in motion of positive attitude. Positive thinking is a good stuff. Positive thinking is wonderful things. We know that in this day and age, positive thinking is okay, you know. Oh, come on now. Yes, I practice positive thinking, and that's why I'm such a happy person. Or you could move to a paradise where positive thoughts are thought, positive world is lived, and that's great too. Or you could be yourself and, under all conditions, live in your own magnificent positive self. That sounds like making where you live your own paradise. And this is very true. We can make wherever we live our own paradise. We don't have to live in the mausoleum. We don't have to be in the lion's den. Because Daniel was in the lion's den, but he made of it a kitty den, where the lions were kitties and they were cats, and they were lovely. You can make your mausoleum, where the elderly people live, a place where you only see young, dynamic, brilliant, charming people. You speak to them as though, and you only see this in them too, but you speak to them not as though so it is true. You speak to them saying, hey, I see you wonderful. I see you fantastic. You're a marvelous being. You know, if we all start thinking positive thoughts around here, we could have such a good time, because that's all that it really is all about. And they will change, or if they don't change, you will change, and you will only see them in this positive, wonderful attitude. So take your mausoleum and let it be serving what purpose it has. And take your home, wherever it may be, and make of it a paradise right now. It can be a paradise in every word, thought, attitude, and idea that you have in your mind. Make it a paradise for yourself. Make it a paradise in everything you do. Let everybody who walks into your home see the paradise. Let everyone who sees you see the ideal being expressing itself, living wherever you live, and wherever you live is paradise. Do it today, and have a wonderful life, because you can be like Daniel and pet the cats, or be eaten by the lions. Whichever is your choice, which one do you want? I know the one I want. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.